The only complaint I have is that it's dishonest. It is dishonest to pretend that they serve the students, and it is dishonest to accept pay for functions which they are not performing. I have been amused at the discomfort of certain administrators over the fact that I was to speak at commencement, and I did not give them a copy of my speech beforehand. I think they were worried that I would embarrass the university before the public. But there is merit in embarrassing those who need embarrassing. There is merit in exposing fraud and deceitfulness, even in its most minute forms, for there is nothing worse than a lie. Our public officials are not above criticism or question. Their motives, as well as their methods, need to be dissected, examined, and criticized. And this is the job of every individual alone. Morality is not, as some would have it, our duties to society. It is still simply our duty to ourselves. And that duty is to question and challenge those who assume power over us in the name of the people. When I told my mother I was going to speak at commencement, I said I did not want to offend anyone, but that didn't leave me much to say. And she said, "Surely you must have more than bitterness in your heart." And of course that's true. I feel bitterness towards the many officials of this university, but that does not mean I do not have hope for the students who pass through this university. For in the end, the individual can have an effect. At the least, an individual can disrupt the system, but disruption alone is not change. In fact, even if we had toppled the entire structure of this university, what would it really have accomplished? For the problems here are transitory, and we must now face the much more serious problems of the non-university society. Revolution must be more than theoretical, it must be pragmatic, and we must not take refuge in society and hope for that revolution to take place. Because when we do that,